What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
They say, love thy neighbour. But the fact is that your neighbours can be the cause of all manner of annoyances and dilemmas and disputes over overhanging trees and fences and noisiness and pets. So what's your relationship like with your next door neighbours? Fraught or fabulous? If there is a problem you've got that's a kind of ethical quandary. In fact, if you've got an ethical quandary about anything in your life, send us an email and let us know about it so we can sort it out here in The Modern Dilemma. lifematters@abc.net.au is the email. This time round, The Modern Dilemma has been sent to us by Simone, and she says, my neighbours are hardworking people who are not at home for about 10 hours every weekday. A few months ago, they acquired a puppy, which cried and whined piteously on and off for hours. A truly distressing sound to listen to for me, a senior person home a lot. The dog has grown, but the creature still howls while it is alone for all those hours. I don't know my neighbours other than to say hello if I ever see them outside, but I feel I need to do something to let them know about their animal's distress in their absence. Well, taking the lead on this canine quandary with me, blogger as she calls herself, a 40-something mouthy housewife from the burbs, Mrs. Wook. Mrs. Wook, g'day.
Hello, Amanda. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Also comedian Dilruk Jayasinghe, who you can see on the telly at the moment in the new season of Utopia. Dilruk, hello.
Morning, Amanda. Morning, blogger Moog.
Now, Simone is concerned about the apparent distress of this dog. But before we get onto that specifically, can we talk about how it is that we often don't know our neighbours, you know, the pros and cons of that? Mrs. Woog.
Oh, I live in a very sort of traditional neighbourhood that we all know each other. I know it's unheard of, isn't it? Mm. A lot of young kids, lots of dogs, mixture of a couple of oldies here and there, but you know, we all, not saying we all get on really well, but we all definitely know each other.
Do you do like sort of catch-ups and things like that?
Once a year there is a Christmas party in the park.
Right.
Dilruk, are you chums with your neighbours?
No, not at all. In fact, I'm in an apartment complex and there's about 31 floors. And in fact, I'm on level 14 and one particular time I forgot my swipe card into the building. And there's two security checks, one at the front entrance and then one to get to level 14. And so I could get to the front if someone else walked through, but I couldn't still get to my own level. And I dialed one of my neighbours' intercoms and they were like, oh, I don't feel comfortable. I don't know who you are.
Oh.
So there's a definite
Mrs. Woog, have your neighbours helped you out?
Yeah, I've got a similar story where I locked myself out of the house and I didn't have my phone on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've wandered out to the street thinking, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do here. And the people had just moved in across the road. And so I went and introduced myself because the lady was out the front with her small child and she was teeny tiny and I hatched a plan. I thought, oh, I know what I'm going to do. And I went and introduced myself and I said, look, I've got a problem. I'm locked out, but I have a dog flap.
Right.
I'm not a small person, but this woman was a small person. So that was her baptism of fire eating me, was me throwing her through the dog flap.
Wow, that's gorgeous.
So okay. She went for the plan.
Yeah, she did. I held her baby and she crawled through the dog flap and let me in my own house.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, let's get on to Simone and the dog next door to her. Now, Simone believes that, you know, this dog is suffering, I think.
And it's definitely the dog, not someone's neighbour stuck inside the dog flap.
I think we can assume it is an actual dog.
Okay.
So, look, she could report it to her local council or to the RSPCA. Well, Mrs. Woog, is that a strategy you'd consider?
No, not at all. I have a dog. Dogs that bark all day are annoying. I work from home. I write from home all day. There is a puppy two doors down. Who also gets upset when it's left. But I've just sort of popped down to Steve and I said, mate, if you ever want to just chuck her in the backyard with mine, you're more than welcome to.
Right.
Because dogs, you know, they're a pack animal. They're used to sort of being someone. So
yeah.
Dilruk, would you go to the council or the RSPCA?
No, see, the first thing is I'm a bit on Simone's side because she's not only raised an issue, but she's also given a couple of solutions. I do like that about someone going, okay, well, it's not just about complaining about what the issue is. She sort of said, hey, maybe I can go introduce myself. Or
yeah, she does add that, asks us really, do I write a note and put it in their mailbox offering to give their dog some company and maybe take it for a walk?
Walk, yeah, exactly. She's given a solution, but I don't like the idea of a note because it's hard to give, a tone in a note. You know what I mean? Like it sort of gives you this thing of, are they being aggressive? Are they being so? Whereas I feel like more face to face, and I don't know, some people it's harder than others to approach people like that. But
but she doesn't know her neighbors. So
I know, that's why
maybe
I feel,
she's shy.
Yeah, exactly. So the note I feel is maybe less personal, but also, you know, there seems to be a sense that she gave it some time to grow up as well. You know, from the way she's written it, she's like, well, it was a puppy at first, and now it's a bit older. So it's obviously an ongoing issue. And I'm someone who's at home all the time during the day as well. And it would sort of, after a certain point, you know, I'm a pretty relaxed guy, but that would annoy me after a certain point as well.
Mrs. Work, what if the neighbours don't want her help with their dog?
I would find a really hard reason why you wouldn't want your neighbours to help. I have a cat who I co-parent with an old man who lives three doors down.
Co-parent. Oh, so
Duncan.
you share this
custody. I share the cat. So yeah. When we got the dog, the cat went, screw this, I'm out of here.
So, do you get the cat when it's over? You ask him, well, what's daddy doing that I should know about? Who's daddy inviting
Duncan
over?
Duncan looks after Chewy very well. So he's down with Duncan during the day. And Duncan's an elderly man who lives by himself. And I think it's great because he gets some company with the cranky old cat. He loves him. Whenever we go away, he takes 100% custody of him.
Right.
The other thing to think about is that I'm actually keeping an eye on Duncan then too, because he's, as I said, an elderly man living by himself. So we sort of just text and say, where's our boy at today and
right.
Things like that. So
okay.
Mrs. Work, you sound like the loveliest neighbour.
Oh, yeah. I'm not. I'm so
it
not.
Takes a whole village to raise a cat, as they
no,
say.
I just think that, you know, in a time when we're all so super connected, we're getting more and more disconnected with things that are really important like that.
I reckon you're spot on. That's great. Mm.
This is Life Matters. Amanda Smith with you. And the modern dilemma du jour is what to do about the howling, distressed dog next door, left alone by its owners all day, every day. And with me, unleashing their opinions, housewife blogger Mrs. Woog and comedian Dilruk Jayasinghe. And also Michael McKenzie has joined us. Have you got some Facebook comments to add to this?
Everyone's got something to say about this. Andrea says, I would approach them with a dog sitting offer because I love dogs. Maureen says, just report them to the council.
Ooh.
There's a few people saying that.
Come
they
on,
do.
Maureen.
Yeah, she's not the only one.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Ishtar said, I have genuinely considered breaking into my boyfriend's neighbour's apartment and taking their dog for regular walks because it barks all the time from being bored and lonely, and it gets so annoying when it's most of the hours in a day. So Ishtar would commit burglary to stop that dog barking.
Yeah, dog burglary.
Lee says, ring the council after taping the dog's barking. And Helen says, learn the bagpipes and the dog can sing along because that won't disturb anybody.
There's so many cranky people out there.
Look, I do understand the crankiness, but also it is once you do approach the neighbours and if they don't comply, then do you think going to the council is an overreaction, or is that what rules are actually there? Are you meant to be mindful of how your pet is in terms of noise pollution?
Yeah, I think there are residential noise.
There are
regulations, absolutely. But I also wonder. Is there, Mrs. Work, is there an argument for actually just minding your own business in this scenario?
Well, you know, if it was my dog barking all day, I'd actually want to know about it because that would upset me knowing that she was in distress.
Right.
Yeah, so.
And maybe the owner doesn't know.
Yeah, I know. I mean, if it's not there, how's he going to know?
The owners don't know because they're not there all
day.
That's
right.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I think Simone should put her big girl panties on and go over and knock on the door. Introduce yourself, say, you know, because walking in this beautiful weather, it's great for the dog, it's great for Simone.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand why it's such a big deal.
Mind you, if Simone approaches the neighbours to help, with their dog, does she then get lumbered with, you know, a long-term arrangement commitment that she can't get out of, Dilruk?
Yeah, well, it sounds like, I feel like her first solution, the solution to take the dog out for a walk, seems like a win-win, as Mrs. Wu said, that, you know, she gets the walk, the dog gets the walk, the neighbours now then have a new friendly face, you know what I mean? But, yeah, you're right. Then it's all of a sudden, what happens if, you know, Simone has
What happens if Simone wants to go on the on a holiday to the beach? Or something.
Exactly. You just say, I'm not going to be around next week.
And all then, right, you've got it sorted, Mrs. Wu.
It's just honesty.
There is another option. There is if the neighbour who owns the dog won't come to the party with offers of help, it's all in everyone's best interest if the dog has a bit of finnergan.
And who's going to give the dog the finnergan?
Just through the letterbox in a bit of mince.
Thank you for that chemical solution, Michael. Well, then
have a bit of a lie down until it's home time, you know.
All right. And Dilruk and Mrs. Woog, thank you for putting your minds to Simone's distressed dog dilemma. I think you've just made a fairly simple solution.
Yeah.
Do what you thought, Simone. Yep.
Yeah.
If not, just egg the house.
There's another one. You can catch Dilruk Jayasinghe in the new season of Utopia on ABC TV and ABC iView, or in a comedy venue near you sometime. And Mrs. Woog is a self-described 40-something housewife from the Burbs. Her blog is called Woog's World, making the most out of the mundane. Thanks to you both for joining us in the Modern Dilemma.
Thank you, Amanda.
And Simone, thanks to you for telling us about your canine quandary for this episode of the Modern Dilemma here in Life Matters. I'm Amanda Smith, and if you've got a modern dilemma all of your own, a personal quandary where you're really not sure what to do, why don't you share it with us? Let's know by emailing lifematters@abc.net.au.